You may not realize this yet, but money carries more than value. It carries energy. It reflects who we believe we are. And when we've done something we regret around money, a part of us tends to punish ourselves. Sometimes it was stealing, sometimes not repaying, sometimes manipulation, deception, or even self-sabotage. But the real issue isn't just the act, it's the weight that comes after. We walk with it, we try to ignore it, and deep down, we begin to believe we are no longer in deservance of the blessings life could offer us. We block our own flow, not because of karma, but because of unforgiven guilt. And here's something sacred. God already forgave you. The Creator, the universe, whatever you believe in, that power does not withhold its love. Forgiveness is built into the design. It's not divine forgiveness that's missing. It's your own. The part of you that keeps judging, keeps sentencing, keeps holding the guilt in place. And it's not your fault, because here's what few people know. No one ever does a harmful thing without first justifying it. We always find a reason. We always build a story. I needed it. They'll never miss it. They owe me. I'll pay it back later. I didn't have a choice. And it's important to remember that story, because buried in that story is compassion, understanding, and the path to forgiveness. Sometimes, someone almost finds out. And in that moment, you feel exposed, ashamed, and strangely angry at them. That anger isn't about them. It's about the fear of being seen, the fear of being judged for something you already judged yourself for. And now, you don't have to carry it anymore. Today, we set it down with truth, with responsibility, with compassion, and with grace. That's it. For now, let the body settle. Let the breath deepen. And let your thoughts begin to drift like leaves, floating softly on water. There's no need to try. You've done enough trying. Right now, you're returning to a part of yourself that knows how to heal, how to release, how to let go. And as the muscles soften and your awareness begins to move inward, you may notice a kind of stillness, as if the soul is preparing to speak. That's it. Now, imagine yourself walking down a corridor, quiet, peaceful, lined with doorways. And each door leads to a moment in time, moments you've long forgotten, and others you've never quite let go of. But ahead, you see one door glowing faintly. This is the door to a memory, a financial transgression, a financial sin, something you're not proud of. And you don't have to relive it. You can just step near it, observe it like a picture on a wall. And from this higher place, you begin to understand something deeper. The version of you who did that was doing the best they could with what they had at the time. Fear, desperation, survival, confusion, loneliness, and maybe even just a moment of unconsciousness, a moment when you forgot who you really were. And that's okay, because now you remember. And if you pause here, you might notice a feeling of how you justified what you did. It may have been survival. It may have been lack. It may have been rebellion, fear, anger, or even revenge. You don't have to judge that. You only have to recognize it. Because no one ever harms without first finding a reason. And now, you're uncovering the reason. Not to defend the act, but to reclaim your truth. That's it. There's a story of a man who once stole a small pouch of silver coins. He felt justified. He told himself they had more than enough. But every time he saw those coins, he couldn't spend them. He buried them in his yard. And each time he walked past that spot, he felt a chill, a weight. Years passed. He'd earned money, worked hard, but somehow the weight never left. Until one day he dug them up, not to spend them, but to take them to the person he'd taken them from. And when he did, the man said, "I'd forgotten all about them. I don't need them, but thank you." And in that moment, the weight lifted. Not because of what was done, but because of what was made right. And sometimes, the only person who needs to say thank you is you. And now, there may be a moment, a scene, a situation where you did something around money that caused harm. Let it rise now, not to punish you, but to give you the chance to redeem it. You can speak to the version of you who did it. You can speak to the people involved. You can imagine apologizing, or repaying, or simply saying the words that were never said. This is sacred. This is healing. This is forgiveness. Because taking responsibility is not the same as guilt. It's the path out of it. And maybe there was someone who almost found out. Someone who asked a question, got too close, sensed what had happened. And you may have become angry, withdrawn, defensive, or just quietly resentful toward them. It's okay to see that now. That anger wasn't about them. It was about the pain of almost being exposed. It was the mirror you didn't want to look into. And now, you can face that reflection with love. You can send gratitude to that soul because they showed you what you still needed to forgive inside yourself. That's it. And now, feel the space that's been cleared. Like a dusty old room that's finally been aired out. You can fill it now with truth, with grace, with abundance. You can begin to affirm gently, "I forgive myself for past mistakes. I make peace with the parts of me that acted in fear. I'm no longer bound by shame. I release the weight of guilt. I now receive with open hands. I am a clear and worthy channel for abundance. I am redeemed. I am free." That's it. Now, most of all, you may now begin to believe something new. That whatever you once did, the universe already forgave. God already released you. It's you. You can now release yourself. Good. And I wonder how soon you'll notice the change. Maybe when someone offers you something generous, and instead of flinching, you say yes. Or maybe when money shows up unexpectedly, and you don't question it, you welcome it. Because you've released the inner punishment, you've ended the sentence. You've remembered your innocence, and now you rise without resistance, without shame, without delay. That's it. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and as I do, you'll return to full awareness, clearer, lighter, reopen to the natural flow of prosperity. Here we go. 1, feeling peace in your heart. 2, feeling power in your body. 3, bringing with you only the wisdom. 4, whole, healed, and renewed. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and fully restored. And in the days ahead, when abundance comes, you'll notice yourself saying, I deserve this. Because now you know the past doesn't block your future. Only unhealed guilt does. And you've healed it. You've told the truth. You've forgiven the sinner within. You've honored your path. And you've opened the gates again. From this point on, wealth finds its way to you. Because you've let yourself return to grace. And when you think back to those old memories, they feel distant. No longer a source of shame, but a chapter you've completed, a page you've turned. Because your judgment has ended, the sentence has been lifted, and the gates of prosperity are open again.